Good morning. It's been a minute since I've been on here. A bunch of things in life have just kind of come up in the last month or so. I had intended to make it a weekly thing, talk about my sports bets and talk about my teams, but just different stuff has come up and I just haven't had the time to go and put the stuff in. So I'm going to go talk about my hockey teams as the fantasy season is winding down. We are already in the playoffs in one of my leagues. I missed the playoffs in the Transatlantic Friends League. I finished 14th out of 18th. We also have a losers bracket for the bottom eight teams. I am fourth place in that right now. I believe that is one, two, three. No, I just moved into third place, which means of the bottom eight teams that I am third place out of eight. And I just went through and counted. I missed at least 50 points on the bench. Like 50 points I should have had in my lineup. Like maybe I miscounted on one of the nights. Maybe I didn't see that there was somebody that I just didn't have the availability to put someone from my minors into my regular slot. But I missed Bennington's shutout 2 weeks ago. I missed Henry Thrun, back-to-back awesome games. I missed a handful of other really good games by players on my bench. So, like, I easily could be second place right now. Like, no doubt. But it's okay. This is a bracket. I will have another chance to actually do this crap correctly in the next 2 week period to see where I land in the final four. Oh, sweet. Huh. Live updates. I am in fourth place out of four. I miscalculated. There was one guy that apparently was in the bottom. Oh, excuse me. It was only the top six teams that made the playoffs. Bottom 10 are in a like a consolation bracket. I am in fourth out of eighth place by 11 points, but like I easily could have had almost 50 points more. That would have stuck me in easily third place. Okay, cool. So that one's going on. I've got some players left to play today. Another 40 something points that's potentially there. Depends on who actually pays attention to their team or not. I have an outside shot of catching the guy in third place, which is okay as long as I make it in. Question is, does that last guy have a chance? The last guy, it says 477. That guy, he has an outside shot at catching me too. Probably a better chance than the guy ahead of me, but whatever. Okay, so that's one team. Playoffs, essentially, it's in the playoffs and I'm out of the playoffs. I'm just in a consolation bracket that we decided to do to keep people engaged the rest of the year. Okay. That one's over. I am in 10th place out of 14 in another league right now. I believe this is the last week of the regular season. Correct. This is the last week of the regular season. I am down three games to 4.5 to zero. Apparently, there's seven and a half categories here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. There's eight categories. I don't know why there's a half a point there. All right, whatever. Not gonna worry about it. That's just, it is what it is. One, two, three, four, five. Unless they're counting. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Okay, whatever. Screw it. Point is, I'm not gonna be in the playoffs in that league either. Because it's, oh boy. Went to the wrong thing. Stupid Fantrax. All right, there are six teams in that playoff. I am definitely not making the playoffs in that league. I am in 10th. Oh Lord, I am 14, six. I am 15 points behind them in the standings. I would need to have a plus 500 record. Not going to happen. I would need to hit like an awesome amount right there. I am in third place in this best ball league. I've gotten very, very lucky to keep people healthy. I'm far enough away that I would not catch first place or second place. Best ball is where you draft a team and it's a set it and forget it. Tyler Hall has been out 90% of the season. Barrett Hayton is injured again. He has only played 33 games this year. So that's 10 games out of Taylor Hall in Chicago. That is 33 games out of Barrett Hayton in Arizona. Rasmus Ristolainen is injured again. He's probably going to be out for a while. He got put on IR almost a month ago, but hasn't played in 6 weeks. So, whatever. He's only played 31 games this year. So between the two of them, Devin Levi struggles, and Yusuf Saros having a very slow start to the year. I'm very, very thankful I am in first place. I got lucky with players that have at least performed above expectation. Only Kokaniemi from Carolina has really disappointed me. Nicholas Haig is kind of where I thought he was, at 2.55 a game. Noel Akiari from Pittsburgh, 2.4. Unlucky for me there, but I mean, I have Austin Matthews on my team. I have Chris Kreider on my team. Nichushkin from Colorado. Ovechkin from Washington. Shane Pinto, out half the year. 24 games played, but this mother is playing like a man possessed on the fucking second line. 19 points in 24 games. Gives him a 4.98 fantasy points per game. Really crushed it. I got lucky. Frank Vatrano came back and actually played like I thought he would. Like, 5.4 points a game. Absolutely, positively insane. Oh, wow, I picked him in the fourth? Or in the... It was the 29th round, but it was the fourth pick. So I guess the fourth best Anaheim winger was actually halfway decent. Good for me. Jared McCann. Drafted him the second Seattle Kraken. That's a terrible thing. Jesper Brad has performed. Jamie Benn's been eh. Barkov. Second best. Oy, oy, oy. Fifth best. Yeah. Okay. So, those are the fantasy teams there. There's no playoffs in this league. I believe we're going to the end of the regular season. We're not cutting out early, so there is... It's literally just who has the best team at the end of the regular season. May all the people above me suffer horrific injuries. Now moving on to Yahoo. Actually, let's move to ESPN real quick. I am in fifth place. I've had a difficult stretch the last couple weeks on my team. I went... Essentially the end of January, since the 29th of January, I went 3-8-1, 2-10, 8-4, 3-9, 6-5-1. And I am now down 4-8. At one point, I was the number one seed because I was crushing everybody every single week. And now that I've gotten back to everybody in my division, apparently I can't do anything about people in my division. I can crush everybody else, though. So next week, I'm going to need a lot of help because I believe with this loss, I'm going to slide out of the playoffs because I'm going to lose to the same guy three times in 5 weeks because of how weird the schedule works on the back end of the year. This sucks. My team is doing well, but everyone else is doing better. I've got to hope that Artemi Panarin can crush my opponents who's got four people playing. So I have no hope anywhere. I've got blocks, hits, and shots on goals that I'm going to lose. I've got all the offensive stats that I need. I've got all the offensive stats I need. I just don't have any of my D stats, and I only started one goalie this week because the other guy I decided to drop to the waiver wire. Probably not a good idea, but whatever, fuck it. It is what it is right now. This one's going to be dicey to get into the playoffs. I was assured of a playoff spot a month ago. I am not now. Next. I have four teams on Yahoo. I am leading in all four teams right now. I am up 112.10 to 103.5 in a dynasty league that just started up this year. Projections say I am still expected to lose by 6 points. But we'll see what happens there. I've got five more people I can add. But there's not really five people I want to drop from my team on here. I'll check that out when I'm done talking. Oh, Lord, because Alex DeBrincat also is sucking badly this week. Okay, cool. So I see, like, two people I can replace right away with maybe a third one that I'm going to replace. So we'll see. It'll be close to the 127. Okay, cool. So right now, if it holds, if I somehow pull out the upset, I will be in fourth place. I will most likely be in fifth place because I think fifth place will leapfrog me on total points in that league. Next one. This one was my first Dynasty League, the Bar Down League with the El Paso Buzzards. I am up 9-1 against the guy that's in third place. This will not get me into third place because there was definitely a large enough gap between me and him in the first place. If standings hold at 9-1-0, I will be 6 games back in the winner's column, 1 game up in the loser's column. That's 5 games there, with a 7-game lead in the draw category. So that's 3.5 games there. So that puts me a game and a half behind with 1 week to go in that league. Our players left for the day. Let's make sure everybody's actually started in this league. Let's hope I didn't go and screw that up yesterday. No, I didn't. I just left people on the bench because I did. Oh, Sarasov got a dope win over San Jose. Good for me. So with that updated roster, I have one more game to play than he does. He has nobody on the bench he can recall. So either he's going to drop a defensive player, move an offensive player into injured reserve. Oh, activate someone else. Okay, well, maybe he can get one more player in without screwing with his lineup too much. But I don't think there's really anything he can, quote-unquote, come back from unless he scores a win in a shutout with a goalie today. And Sorokin is playing the Rangers at 11. That is not happening. That also means I should probably leave Sarasov and Merce Lickens on my bench right now because I don't want to jeopardize my save percentage or my wins against. Alright, time for gamesmanship. Live and on the fly. Let's put you down. Let's put you down. Gotcha. Okay, cool. So, that league should be good to go. I'm assured of a playoff spot there. I believe we have 1 week left in that league. Gongshou Keeper League, I picked up in the middle of last year. Sold all my good high keeper players in this league. This is one where you draft a player, and it's a keeper league based on last year's draft round minus one. So if you drafted somebody in the 10th, it would cost a 9th round pick to keep them. You can keep between 3 and 7 players. So I am up 9-2. I'm in 7th place. I traded a lot of value away to get some higher picks. And all my, like, most of my keepers just, like, fell through. they just suck this year. So I made a couple big trades at the end of the year to, like, just blow things up. I finally have a goalie in Tristan Jarry. I've got Dostal backing him up. I have all kinds of players. I swung a trade for McDavid. I made it work. I got McDavid. I got Adam Henrique, who moved to Edmonton, which may or may not help me. On my team, I've got Fiala and Tkachuk and Stamkos. I got Eichel in that McDavid trade. I have Tavares on this team. Bortolo came up because I drafted him and told everybody that he'd be great. At 9-2, I'm in, or at 146, 97-9, I'm in 7th place. I am up 9-2. That will get me 4 games. I'm back 4.5. I'll be back 5 games from 6th place. So there's no chance of 8th place catching me. This is an 8-team playoff. It'll be interesting. I'll probably burn out in the first round, hoping that my team will put it together. But we'll see what happens. There is one more. Let me see. Overview league schedule. Yes, there's one more week here. I should be able to beat them even though they are ahead of me in the standings. We'll see what happens. Okay, cool. Next Yahoo team. Two teams left. I am in fifth place in the WHL at 121, 101, and 51. I am up 8-2 versus 12th place. That, if the projections hold, I am left and I will leapfrog 8th place. I will move into 7th place by 2.5 games. I will still be back of 6th place by 4 games in hand both places, which means I'm going to be pretty close to 6th place. So I'll be within spitting distance of 5th and 6th place, which I guess is alright. That'll be fun. That, I believe that team is all full up today. I just need to maximize. I've got a winger position that's still free, so maybe I drop a guy and go and take care of it. The guy on the other team has 1, 2, 3 players he can put in. Yeah, we'll still be 4-4 there. He's got a goalie. I've got a goalie. We'll see what happens. We'll see if he actually sets his lineup, because he really hasn't set his lineup this week. All right. So that's playoffs in that one. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 in the playoffs. Maybe playoffs in another. In this guy, I am going to miss the playoffs in the Cupful League. That's the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patron Fantasy League. I pay $10 a month to be in, to listen to their podcast, to do all the nice stuff. They're really good and really entertaining. They feel authentic when they're doing their stuff. Even when they're putting on their stuff, they feel authentic. Because you can hear them start the bits and be like, oh yeah, we can't commit to that bit too hard. It's that's too aggressive. We can't do that. But I'm up. I'm going to miss the playoffs by a game. It's going to come down to a game I lost earlier this year against my current opponent, who's in way out of the playoffs, and I lost by like a player I should have started during the week kind of thing. And I told him 3 weeks ago, this is what it's going to come down to. I said it's going to come down to just that one game, and that's exactly what's going to happen. In theory, I could have been in fifth place or even possibly fourth place in this six-team playoff, and it's just I'm going to fall a hair short. This has been extremely exciting and extremely close all year long. I've been as high as third place because I crushed it at the beginning of the year. Then my team wavered in the middle because I didn't know how to pick up the pieces. People got injured. Replacements didn't work. I wouldn't check them for a while, but whatever. So that's what's going on right now. That's all my teams. I'm going to be in the playoffs in more than half of them. I'll probably do another podcast in I'll probably do another podcast here in a bit, go over my baseball teams. Every team has drafted there's like three more teams out of the 10 that still need to draft. One I'm in the middle of, one that's supposed to happen on Tuesday, and then there's two more that's supposed to happen this coming weekend, so we will see what happens there. I believe that's what the plan is. Basketball really won't get much more attention. I'm out of the playoffs in my daily league. I am going to be close in my other leagues. I guess I'll just give it a quick review here at the end of the program. The keeper leagues that are weekly starts, somehow I'm able to keep up with that. I don't know how. I'm not moving players onto injured reserve. I don't have the foresight to pick up people a week early. I'm in 10th place in one league up. Oh, Lord. Am I going to luck into a playoff spot on this one? I'm in 10th place, but I'm up 9-0 against 13th place team. Live standings puts me still in 10th place, literally a game and a half back, which is absolutely insane right now. Might put a couple people on the injury thing today just to pick them up. My other team, I am in 11th place, just above 500. I'm up 6-3 against 7th place. If that holds, I will move from 11th to 10th place. I will be back 2 games in the standings from 8th place and like 5 games in the standings from 7th place. I have an outside shot of making the playoffs in that league. Let me see. I may be out of the playoffs in all 3 of these leagues. Is this the last week? This is the last week. Oh, that's the last week there. Well, I guess that means that I'm going to be out of the playoffs in both leagues. Yeah. So even though I crushed it, like, the last month. The last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This will be 9 weeks. With the exception of one tie and a 5-4 loss, I am literally plus 3, 6, 10. I'm plus like 20 games in this league. So if I literally didn't lose it in the middle of December, I would have been in the playoffs in the one keeper league right there. Screw that. Same thing in this one. I've had one loss since, yeah, like 7 weeks ago. And that was a 6-3 loss. Every other game has been a 6-3 win or better. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 20. Another 20 game jump in the standings because I guess I apparently starting everybody in my lineups. Fuck it, whatever. That one's out. This one's in 10th place. This one's not going anywhere. I finished last in a 10-team league, and even though I do better in daily lineup settings, I just don't have the ability to track basketball like I used to. Like, basketball, like, when we did it in the company league, I did alright. I did good. I did alright. But that was 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, and since then, my basketball knowledge has dropped off the map. Who is Jonte Porter? Who is Bruno Fernando? I know Macy Thibault, but that's because he was the do-all for freaking Philly, and he hasn't been on Philly since 22-23. Like, I'm remembering him going 1.5 steals, 1.1 blocks in 25 minutes. 3 years ago. That's 1 year ago, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Like, I just... This is just, I don't know basketball, and it's kind of embarrassing for me because I like to pride myself on knowing my sports, and I just don't. So, we'll see what happens. Hockey good, basketball bad, baseball's coming up. I should contend for a playoff spot in every single one of my baseball leagues. One of them, I'll still probably be on the outside looking in. It depends on how the teams in the middle fare. If they move forward or if they move backwards. Objectively, my baseball teams are better this year than they were in the past. But I will give a better breakdown on new players on those teams. I'll give a better breakdown on the keepers in my Keep 9 Baseball League. I know I've done a podcast on them before. I went over players I wanted to keep at one point, but I never submitted my finals. I've got some things to say because some injury news has come up in the meantime. Injury news that I would love to have known a month ago. That way I could have made a trade. I could have made a couple trades. I could have had Juan Soto on my team at least. But that's neither here nor there. So take care. Enjoy yourself. I will be back in a little while with a baseball one. Thank you.